The Trojan Talk Podcast, spotlighting Troy University athletics, is produced and edited from the Fieldhouse at Veterans Memorial Stadium on the Troy campus. My name is Barry McKnight, and I'll refer back to mid-December 2025 when Coach Jake Wyman was introduced to the Trojan faithful as head coach of the women's soccer program here at Troy. Jake Wyman has been coaching soccer for a significant amount of time, and he's had more than a significant amount of success in his career. Since December, Coach Wyman and his newly hired staff has been extremely active in advancing Troy's soccer ahead of their home opener at the soccer complex against Stetson on Sunday, August 23rd, which is also Fan Day weekend at Troy. Lots to get to, so let's begin. We visit with Troy soccer coach Jake Wyman on the Trojan Talk Podcast.
It's been since December,
yep,
when you took the job to take over the Troy soccer program. What were the absolute keystone things that you had to get done early, and how have those things gone?
First thing we did was obviously evaluate the current squad. So jump straight into training and individual meetings and player meetings, meet with support staff, recruiting, and assemble the staff. So that's those were the first three things we did, was evaluate, recruit, and build our staff.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, about building your staff, because yeah, as we're sitting here talking, you have gotten a goaltending coach, goalkeeper.
Yep.
Coach, and yep, that has just recently happened. This has all been very intentional and very thorough for you, correct?
For sure, yeah. So obviously we hired Johnny Ellis in the spring, and mm-hmm, then we've just recently hired Keenan Ainge. So we're excited about the staff we're putting together, and then obviously we'll have managers and helping us as well.
What has what are you looking for? What were you looking for in staff?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at every successful program at Troy, they're built around the people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the first benchmark we're looking for, is the character of the individual. Obviously, you got to have a passion for the game, passion for coaching, passion for working with young people, and obviously we want good coaches and good character people. So those were the most important things, and so that was huge for us, is getting people in here that we're gonna share the vision for where we see this program going, and we feel like we got two good ones.
It hasn't been very long, Coach, that you ago that you finalized your roster.
Yeah.
I think five transfers, a couple of power four transfers to go along with a lot of the players who are coming back.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that process, and again, what you're looking for, both as people, as teammates, and as performers on the pitch.
Yeah, I think especially year one, 2026, we're looking for players that are going to make immediate impact. So that was kind of the benchmark for us there, is we wanted impact players to come in and compete for playing time and starting positions and big significant roles right away. And I think we did that. We're bringing in 13 new players. It's a large class. We're excited about the true freshmen we have coming in. We worked our socks off all spring to sign quality players and players that are coming from good families and good people and good character.
You kind of went all, you've gotten a Canadian, you've
yep,
gotten somebody from Great Britain and everything. You've cast a wide net, Las Vegas, I
yep,
think, some of the other ones as well. Yep. How do you cast that wide net? I mean, that's a lot of mileage, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, we're getting out there. That was big for us, especially when I first got the job. When I got hired in December, the portal was already open, but it was closed. It was closing 2 days later, and we felt like it was kind of picked through at that point. So we had to get out, and the first thing we did was try and sign true freshmen, which we, I think we went to Surf Cup, we went out to Cali, we've been to Canada now, we've been to Ohio, and so we worked really hard during the May portal window as well, just to find the best fit for Troy and the soccer program. But yeah, we're gonna cast a wide net moving forward. I think there's a lot of quality out there still, and that's what we need. We need players that can come in and help change the program and turn it around.
That's part of the I guess, the, for lack of a better word, Coach, part of the pitch? You know, we're looking for players. You can help turn this around. This is a program that has, you know, the wherewithal to be a really, really accomplished program. You can help be among the ones. What else, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think the Troy Athletics graphic that they posted while baseball was on that magical run, we were the only non-Power 4 school in the nation to have a football team in a bowl game, basketball playing in March Madness, baseball, you know, making the NCAA tournament in Omaha. You know, there's something to be said about that in Troy. And so we definitely need people that want to be a part of elite athletics. And we also, you know, and the thing that we told our transfers was we need someone that, you know, is looking for an opportunity to prove themselves.
Right.
Because we can give them that opportunity here at Troy and based on where the program is. So that it definitely takes the right type of student athlete that's looking for that opportunity that maybe didn't get that at their last school.
You know, we talked before a week or two back, and we're talking a little about things. One of the things I didn't ask you about that I thought about later, and I thought about people have talked before. You have had a lot of success at Montevallo. You've had a lot of success in collegiate coaching and coaching at several different levels. What do you remember, any moment in your life where you really just fell in love with the sport?
So,
I know it's a tough question.
Yeah,
but
that is a really good question, though, Barry. Yeah. You know, I think the 98 World Cup, you know, France won that World Cup. Mm-hmm. And then the 2002 World Cup, I was, you know, middle school. Obviously, I loved soccer because I was a player, but I never really followed along with the Premier League and the international soccer stage. And I think that was when I fell in love with it and had the most influence on me as a fan. And then, you know, when I was playing in college, you know, as a player, you know, you love it. But then when I was given the opportunity to coach after I graduated from college, that is when I fell in love with the coaching side, the pedagogy, the teaching, the you know, working with young people. That really, I felt called to me. And so I felt like I was called to coach. And I just started working on my badges and, you know, trying to be the best, you know, coach I could possibly be and getting all the licenses. And so I'm just trying to learn as much as possible. And I'm still learning, you know. Mm-hmm. I still don't know everything there is to know, of course. And there's still room for me to evolve as a coach. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about the game. You just continue to get better, and the game evolves, coaching evolves, playing evolves. So that for me was the moment I fell in love with coaching, and I thought, you know what, this is what I need to do the rest of my life.
People are watching the World Cup right now, and you know, as we talk, it's to the semifinals, and they're in the United States and in Mexico and in Canada, and people are really involved. And I'm watching. I've watched soccer for a long time. And it feels a little more physical to me now. I mean, I've seen some shots delivered, you know, some stuff out there, and kind of turn some people off. But I always tell people, when you see it done well, when you see it free-flowing and movement, and you see a goal, there's been a couple of goals by Holling, Derek Force, and Messi, it is beautiful. You talked about, you know, the beauty of the game.
Yeah.
When it's done really, really well.
Yeah.
Even at the Sun Belt level and all that, gosh, it's a beautiful game.
It
Coach.
Is. It is. It's a beautiful game. It's a simple game. It's just sometimes it's hard to play simple. So, I can't wait. I can't wait to bring that to Troy, and hopefully we're playing a good brand this fall for everyone.
When they're playing the way that you want them to play, we've seen defensive styles before, you know, waiting to counterattack.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen attacking styles. We've seen, you know, people have success for 90 minutes, just attack, attack, attack. When they're doing what you believe in, what's it look like?
When we get ourselves going and we're firing on all cylinders, I think you're going to see a fast, physical, positive brand of soccer. I think, you know, in an ideal world for me as a coach, we're going to be really good in all four phases, attacking, defending, and transition, and on dead ball situations. I want to be dangerous in in set piece situations, and I think that's going to be important this fall as well. So I think when we get ourselves going, we're going to be fast, we're going to be physical, we're going to be tough to play against, stingy defensively, and we're going to pass the ball, we're going to share the ball really well, and hopefully create a lot of goal scoring chances. I definitely want our fans to be proud of how we play, even on the days the result doesn't go our way. I want them to see that, you know, we're playing a good brand.
Looking at the roster and knowing what I know about some of the new players, and there are quite a few, knowing what I know about some of the returners, there's some athletes there. Athleticism certainly plays a part, Coach.
Yeah, I think when we evaluated the roster in the spring, this past spring, one thing our staff, we talked about was, getting more athletic in the final third especially, and just having a little bit of a little more ability to stretch back lines, to open the game up. I think it's easier to counter when you have pace. And so we definitely signed a few kids that have some athleticism. And, it's just not something that, you can teach. So, it's something that they'll have. And obviously we want to teach them how we want to play and the brand we want to be playing. But, we're definitely added some athletes this spring.
Unless you're, Maradona and that famous goal in the world, you don't score on your own. Don't unless it's a unless it's a rebound or carom or something like that. Are you a culture guy? I mean, is there room for culture and for unselfishness and everything in the locker room, out in public, among the other players, on road trips? Is culture a big deal for Jake Wyman?
100%. I think that's probably the reason I got the job over maybe someone else. I think the culture we created at the previous school was what kept us in the championship conversation year in and year out. And I think it was, the best years I've had as a college coach. I think the teams, they played for each other. They'd give everything for each other, and they'd go to war for the person next to him in the locker room. So we're building toward that. We got to get the right people in the room, and obviously we don't really talk a lot about culture, but we just we put players in the position to lead and be great teammates and play for each other. So that's the plan. It's going to take a little time, but we're going to get there.
The first time really that many of the fans will get a chance to see a lot of the players that Coach Wyman's talking about is the upcoming Fan Day stuff. This August the 22nd, which the next day, August the 23rd, is when it gets started at the Troy Soccer Complex against Stetson at noon on that Sunday. Between now and then, what's important for your program?
Yeah, I think we have to basically lay the foundation for how we want to play. With such a large recruiting class coming in, it's important that, one, we're all on the same page with how we want to defend, how we want to attack, and how we are in transition. And so, get everyone, to buy in and get us all rowing in the same direction. We don't need people rowing in different directions and adding resistance to the ship. So, I think that's important. Lay the foundation, figure out who we are as a team on and off the field, and, just throw everything we have at it. It's a short season, August to the end of October. November 1st, I think, is our last regular season game. And I just think, to be successful in college soccer, you got to throw everything you have at every single game. So non-conference and conference alike, you got to get it. You got to get the target in sight and have a go at it.
Well, it sounds exciting just hearing him talking about it. Jake Wyman, the head coach for the Troy women's soccer team. Again, it all gets started on August the 23rd. All of the matches at the Troy Soccer Complex, free of charge. And, of course, that weekend as well, you can come to the match, and afterwards the players will sign autographs and meet the fans and all that stuff. And, of course, later on in the fall, we're going to have you back, and we're going to start naming names and updating how the season's going. Cannot wait for it, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That's our show for this edition. The Trojan Talk podcast is always available wherever you access your podcasts, including Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and on the website at Troy University Athletics at troytrojans.com. That's your one-stop reference source for everything having to do with Troy University Athletics. For Coach Jake Wyman from the campus of Troy University, I'm Barry McKnight.